Om Shri Sai Ram. Dearest Bhagwan, we offer ourselves at your divine lotus feet. The night has ended. The vigil is over. The sky adorns the hues of celebration, welcoming the morning as the sun comes forth, pouring out its light, suffused with hope and excitement. The winter winds carry the morning hymns across the land as it wakes up to the beautiful blooms of flowers bejeweled with the morning dew. Excitement is in the air. Joy is writ on the faces of all as they throw away their past shortcomings and walk into this new dawn as new opportunities await them. It is time to welcome the changing times. We wish you all a happy and prosperous new year. With every passing day, with every passing year, Bhagwan has not only pampered us with his love, but also strengthened us with it, which has brought all of us here today. This morning, rhythmic energy takes you through a journey of expressions, through the lanes of those memories with our beloved master, celebrating faith and gratitude with adventure and love. The first piece, the tribute to our dearest hero, who teaches us that it takes only love to be the superhero. Each day, life wakes us up to a surprise. It is those few moments in life where you have to choose to either overcome fear and stand up for what you believe, or do the right thing over easy. It is these few choices in life when the Lord is holding your hand that makes us a hero. Our first piece celebrates that hero in all of us.
Just when the path seemed tiring, we found an unforgettable companion who fills every mile with a smile, who builds a monument every moment, who makes this journey so much cheerful, who laughs like a child and loves like a mother, who teaches us what's the value of life. The gracious Lord holding our hands, a guide in need, a friend indeed. Come, let us join our voices and sing in unison the glory of Lord. The next piece is entitled Bolo Narayana.
Dearest Bhagavan, where do we begin to tell the story of how great a love can be? The sweet love story that is older than the sea. The simple truth about the love you bring to us. Where do we start? Your descent on this beautiful planet gave a shape to our story of togetherness. The story so unique to each one. The story of the unsullied love. It's our love story, the story divine. Today, as we start a new year afresh, we want to offer this very love story at your divine lotus feet.
It's the twilight of a cold winter night, and the street lamps are my only bright company. But as the fireflies dance in the first hope, I know, my Lord, it's the magic of your grace, awakening a yearning in the depths of my soul to embrace thy light. Where do you hide, my Lord? Is this darkness a playful veil of hide and seek? Come forth and set me free from these clutches of these shadows. Resonating these feelings, we, your band boys, offer our next piece to thee. Hara Hara Mahadev.
Swami, you are the creator, the sustainer, the destroyer of this vast universe. Smaller than the smallest, bigger than the biggest, you are the undercurrent of all that is animate and inanimate. The entire cosmos derives its strength, vibrance, and energy from the power of your love. In the next piece, we try to tap into this very same power with synergy of rhythm and melody.
When the seeker gets distracted by the mirage, peace eludes him. But when he realizes that his pleasures are only pain, he seeks lasting happiness and discovers the stars. The pole star guides him, but only after a little mist. The journey to the crimson dawn, when he finally sees the light of his own soul. He manifests the seventh heaven in the heartfelt expression of this awareness. Come one and come all, let us not be ungrateful called. Let us all rejoice and get rejuvenated in this feeling of oneness with the God. Dearest Swami, seeking your divine guidance and love, we dedicate at your lotus feet the next musical offering for today, titled The Seventh Heaven.
with utmost love and gratitude at your divine lotus feet. Time truly flies, especially when it is a musical journey with the Lord. It has been 11 long years since I have found this true love till this unforgettable moment. And yet, it seems like just yesterday I was a fledgling trying to open my heart to play first notes. And as I begin the countdown of my most memorable moments with my Lord, my eyes brim with tears and nostalgia. As I sift through the symphonies of the best music of my life, I realize that it was you, my Lord, who completed every note that I played with perfect chord. And as I stand here, I just wonder if this is the final countdown to the end, or instead, it is just the beginning to the new journey altogether. On this wonderful day, I just dedicate my entire life with utmost gratitude and love to you, my Lord.
Om Shri Sai Ram. Bhagwan, on this auspicious occasion of New Year 2017, on behalf of all the alumni and the devotees who have assembled here, and thanks to digital revolution, millions of devotees who are virtually connected at this point of time, spiritually, emotionally, engrossed in prayers, Swami, we offer the Shatakoti Pranams at thy divine lotus feet. Bhagwan, we really do not have words to explain our joy and to show our gratitude for your love and affection that has brought us at your sannidhi. Prema Bandham, as we commence this connect, reconnect and recharge program, as per your divine command, year after year, we seek your blessing to begin the program. To all the devotees, wish you all a holy new year. A year filled with divine thoughts, engrossed in action that please Bhagwan, praising the glory of Lord in our lips, carrying his message wherever we go, praying to Bhagwan that he guide us throughout the year to be his instruments in his divine mission. As Bhagwan has always stated, each and every individual can be his messenger. That is the grace of our Lord, the biggest promotion which he can give by his divine grace. As we commence our event, it is customary that an alumni address in the morning session. It's my pleasure to introduce Shri Vijay Bhaskar as an alumni of Bhagwan's Institute. Shri Vijay Bhaskar, a student of Brindavan campus from 1974 to 77, did his undergraduate in BCom, then completed the Masters in Commerce in 1977-79. Needless to say, a gold medalist all through along by Bhagwan's grace, a meritorious student and an all-rounder. Those days we used to call, there is always a prefix, Bhajan boy, Gokulam boy. As Swami taught us, it's just not for education that students come to the college. It is for this integrated personality. It is this background with which the institute, when it commenced, we started the integrated curriculum. Shri Vijay Bhaskar joined the Reserve Bank of India and had a long career, a successful career with the blessing of Bhagwan. Retired in the year 2016 as executive director. The family came to Bhagwan way back in 1968. And that's the long journey during the early days with Bhagwan when he was just 10 years old. He has published an excellent book on derivatives, which is an international publication, in the year 2002, again with the blessing of Swami. In the year 2009, under Bhagwan's command, he became an active member as trust convener in Satya Sai Trust, Maharashtra. And in 2016, as you all know, Bhagwan's immense love, he has assumed a member of Central Trust. It's my pleasure to welcome Sri Vijay Bhaskar and address the gathering. Sai Ram.
Om Sri Sai Ram. Humble pranams at the lotus feet of our ever-present Lord. Brothers and sisters of the Sai family, respected elders, it falls on my lot this year to make an inaugural talk. I was just gathering my thoughts as to what is it that I need to speak. Let me start by wishing each and every one here, the Sai family which is present here, but which is present all over the world, as they celebrate the new year in the next 24 hours, a very happy, holy, Sai-filled new year. So, on my personal behalf, on behalf of the Satya Sai Central Trust, a very happy and holy 2017 to all of you. I think I would be failing in my duty if I do not thank our overseas friends who happen to be members of the Christmas Coordination Committee, headed by none other than Thomas Lahe and John Boehner. In the interest of time, I don't want to go through all the names, partly because you may be slightly aghast at my pronunciation. In India, there is a law which says you can treat a thing as read. So you please treat that I have read all the names. And also, it is my pleasant duty to really appreciate from the bottom of my heart friends from South Africa and Australia who have done the decorations, where they have said, love living our eternal values on a daily basis. I think Subri Naidu, I suppose I have pronounced it, Subri Naidu and Mrs. Lashanti Jagannathan, sister, from the bottom of our heart, on behalf of the Satya Sai Central Trust, on behalf of myself, a very deep appreciation. And in Sai family, it is not customary to say thank you. All that I can say is a heartfelt Sai Ram and a prayer to Bhagwan that he should take care of all of you in the years to come. Today morning we were witness to a fantastic spectacle where Tamil Nadu youth numbering 62 walked long distance from 370 kilometers from Chennai, starting on the 22nd of this month, reaching Prashanthi Nilayam, Puttaparthi rather, yesterday evening at 6:30, and entering Prashanthi Nilayam today morning at 8 o'clock. As I was watching them come, somehow a thought occurred to me that perhaps in more ways than one, it is symbolic of the pilgrim's progress. All of us are fellow pilgrims to Bhagwan's lotus feet. Perhaps it symbolizes our journey to divinity, to Swami's lotus feet. On this auspicious occasion, first and foremost, let me introduce myself as an alumni than anything else. Once you are an alumni of Swami, all other designations which the world may give you, everything that the world can confer, pale into insignificance, and I mean it from the bottom of my heart. Before I try to share a few thoughts which Swami has told me personally over the years, I was listening to both the Christmas speakers speak in the morning and the evening. They shared their personal experiences. One of the outstanding features of Swami's avatarhood is, in Krishnavatar there was only one Bhagavatam. In Krishnavatar there is only one Bhagavatam. Here, as many devotees as are there are so many Bhagavatams. In fact, the Samarpan Karikrams which we do is nothing but Bhagavatam. Swami is a master punner. As I go through, I will try and place before you a few of the puns which Swami has told. Just to give you a smattering of an idea of how Swami puns. Swami has punned Anantapur, as two ways. Anantapuram, limitlessly rich. Anantapur, P-O-O-R. It is only a divine being who can actually pun it. Time permitting and Swami willing, one of these days I will write an article with a storyline giving all the puns which Swami has blessed us during his avatarhood, perhaps in a few issues of Sanatan Sarada. Suffice it would be for me to say, the person who is standing in front of you, who was introduced as Vijay Bhaskar, Falana, Deccan and all that, if anybody in the Sai family, either here or anywhere in the world, wanted to see a person who is living only due to Swami's grace, it is this chap. 2002, Swami will that I undergo a massive heart attack. It is a recorded fact that I have seen death 7 times. And all the 7 occasions, Swami saved me. And at least on 2 occasions, I have experienced Swami physically in an ICU in a private hospital in Hyderabad. That is Swami's grace. I don't want to allude to my experiences because already they are there in the Samarpan Karikram which we have done. It's already there. I would like to dwell a little bit today morning on what is it that Swami expects of us when somebody says, he is my property. Students are my property. But Swami is also a master punner. He also said in one context in a particularly emotional interview to me, he said, Ray, properties are not the proper ties. If we do not do our duty, if we do not follow Swami's teachings, perhaps we should rue the day on which Swami would forsake us. It was Surdas who once said, he is a blind 15th century poet from North India. He said, mind you, he was a saint poet. 24/7, 365, he was in the contemplation of God. At one point of time, he exclaimed, Where can there be a wretch so loathsome and wicked as I? I have forsaken my Maker, so faithless have I been. My dear brothers and sisters, I will try and put in front of you. I was trying to gather my thoughts over the last few days to glean. Swami has told us at the higher level, Satya, Dharma, Shanti, Prema, Ahimsa. When it comes to, they are the higher level principles. When it comes to practical living, what are the things which we need to practice? When you call yourself, pride yourself as an alumni, when we pride ourselves as property of none other than God Himself, what is it that we need to have? What is it that we need to practice? Swami, in His famous English bhajan, love is my form, truth is my breath. Towards the later part of that song, He said, expansion is my love. My love is ever expanding. In fact, He told us n number of times, that your love should start with yourself, expand to your family, expand to your neighborhood, expand to the state, expand to the national level, international level, encompass the entire humanity, and thereafter encompass the entire beings on this earth, be it animal kingdom or whatever. And subsequently Swami said, if you have the spiritual capacity in you, love the entire universe. If you were to take that as the cue from Swami's words, every devotee of Swami is a student. Every devotee of Swami is a property of Swami. The Prema Bandham which we are celebrating today happens to be the third day. As I was sitting there and trying to see the video clippings, a well of emotions were actually welling in my being. The feelings with which we sit here when we come to Swami, when Swami was physically present, take my word for it, no language is rich enough to express that feelings. No alumni, no devotee is erudite enough to express that feelings in words. I mean it when I say that. In fact, you are lost in an overwhelming sense of joy, in an overwhelming sense of gratitude, in an overwhelming sense of dedication. So, brothers and sisters, next few minutes I will try to place before you, when we call ourselves students of Swami, be it actually alumni of our institute or the wider devotees here, what is it that Swami likes? If we can know what Swami likes and Swami dislikes, it will be very easy for us to build our way through. The first thing which Swami said over the years to the students was, if you see, go through all His speeches which He has given outside or in our hostel, the very first fundamental principle He has said was self-confidence. He said, unless, when you say self-confidence, He actually labored to tell us that when you say self-confidence, you are actually having faith in Swami, because yourself is nothing but Swami. So therefore, the first and foremost attribute or a characteristic is that you need to have confidence in yourself. And Swami said, unless you have confidence, the question of you actually surrendering or actually you doing tyaga, self-sacrifice doesn't occur. Swami has said, the Vedas have said, Upanishads have said, tyage naike amrutatva manasu. Without forsaking your attachments, your worldly desires, it is not possible to attain immortality. So the first thing I would say is self-confidence. The next thing which Swami, which was very, very dear to Swami, which if I were to close my eyes and find out as to what is the thing which Swami had made at uttermost, given the utmost importance, it is humility. In our professional and personal lives, we do come across, often on some individuals, who come to you and speak as if the entire world is tucked in their pocket. The fact of the matter, brothers and sisters, if you go to the brass tacks, the fact of the matter is, all of us, except Bhagwan, we never had control over our birth. We never had control over our death. So the two most important events in one's life, birth and death, are out of the window. What is next? In between these two, you have your life. You are not answerable to anybody. Please get back to your respective places. close your eyes in a corner, think about Swami and all the events, things which have occurred in your life. If anybody were to say that he had control over things, he is lying. The fact of the matter is, at least in my case, 99.99 recurring. They were not in my control. So what is it that I am egoistic of? In fact, one of the things which has stumped me over the years, in fact, I asked this question to Bhagavan on one occasion when he gave me interview. Nikendukraya, manushula aneka rakanga untaru nikenduku, he said. So, if, despite all this, if Bhaskar prefers to be egoistic, and if he prefers not to be humble, what is Bhaskar? Bhaskar is actually egoistic about my own helplessness, my own foolishness, my own incapacity, and my own ignorance. That's why Karl Popper, arguably the greatest scientist philosopher of last century, said, "We may all differ in what we know, but in our infinite ignorance, we are all equal," he said. Everybody, each one of us is an IT specialist, falana, whatever. Everybody think I'm a banker, I think I know something about banking. We may all differ in what we know, but our infinite ignorance, we are all equal. There's nothing much to choose between A and B. So therefore, my dear brothers and sisters, you think whichever way you want. You may be the whatever president of a country or whatever. You have no case for being egoist. My request is, Swami used to punt selfish as fishra. Fish, he used to say. You know what fish means? Fishy. You go to the fish market, what happens? It smells rotten smell. Swami used to say, I don't want to mention. When at times, he never used to go to a particular group. Ledra, fishy smell ostundi, he used to say. In other words, what he meant was, perhaps in that particular group, it is also Swami's will. Somebody, if I am selfish, it is Swami's will. Nothing happens. Ishwar Agnalendi, any of the Kabati, our selfishness will probably because of Swami willed it. Swami said, it is fishy. So therefore, humility is the hallmark of a Sai student. Be the alumni, be a normal devotee. Next, selfless service. There was a speech of Swami which was put on the Christmas day. If you have been closely listening to that speech, there were two outstanding points which Swami made. The first point was unity, which I will come towards the later part of my talk. And the second was selfless service. What we call a volunteer, we call Sevadal volunteer. Swami, I told you, is a master punner. He punned volunteer as wall and tear. Wall, cement wall and tear. This incident occurred sometime in 1976-77. This was after Swami's Golden Jubilee celebration. In 1975, we celebrated Swami's Golden Jubilee, 50th year of the advent of Swami. I happened to be a student then. In all the 6.5 years when I was with Bhagwan, Swami was so very gracious that he used to ask me to do the interview room duty. So that was Purnahuti day. You know, on Dasara, on the Purnahuti day, we have the Jhula festival. And normally the interview room boys actually have to sit here when Swami goes to take care of the interview room. But, you know, Swami has his own ways of taking you across along with him. All these 6 years, he used to tell me to call the golden knobs, which were there on the four sides of the jhula. Those knobs were used to be in upstairs. Swami used to give and say, "Arey akadili petri," and my duty was in the immediately after jhula festival, I have to bring it. So necessarily I have to follow Swami. We were following, Swami finished his talk, jhula was over. Before that, Swami's talk was over. Swami was in a white flowing robe. Swami was coming from there. And at that time, you know, Sai Kulwant Hall was not, it was all sand. And there was a wavy wall there with Kamal and at other ends. And I think it was 1976, immediately after Swami's 50th birthday. And as I tell you this, my goose pimples come all over my body. It was in that year, at least I heard for the first time Swami say, you know, Swami says, there's only one language, one religion, one everything. In the last he said, there is only one God. He's omnipresent. He's Satya Sai, he said. And my dear friends, even now, I cannot forget the reverberations which I heard that day. And after that, we could make out that there was a tremendous increase in the footfalls in Prashantinilayam. So we were coming there. Suddenly there was a loud wail. One of the ladies she shrieked. That time, Dr. Bhagavantam, Jogarao, I think Gokak Sahib, and among the boys, myself, Radha, and I think Tarun was there. Mr. Raman Rao, all of you know, you are in Prashantinilayam, you know Mr. Raman Rao. He's an elder. At that time, he was the Sevadal convener of Andhra Pradesh. Swami immediately, you know, Swami used to call him Ramana. Hey, Ramana, Elchudu, go and see. Some lady has fallen and she is very badly hurt. I think she has become unconscious. Go see. Inkoti, ellakkada volunteers kuda cheppira, chusira, he said. I mean, Swami said, you let the volunteers, you also speak to the volunteers. And Swami's way was, when Swami finishes a speech, when he takes us inside, normally Swami talks about that day evening's program, who were the speakers earlier, what did they speak, what was his speech about, and he used to ask us, "Arey, questions sunte adagandi," he used to say, and we used to ask. So that conversation was in progress when Raman Rao trooped in. I happened to be just near the entrance inside of the interview room. When Mr. Raman Rao entered, he was standing by my side. Ramana, ఏమైంది? Swami, ఆవిడ కొంచెం మూర్చపోయింది. నీళ్ళు చల్లాం. I mean, she has fainted. We sprinkled some water. She's okay. But as a matter of abundant precaution, they are taking her for observation to the general hospital. Sir. Volunteers కు చెప్తివా? Have you told the volunteers? Swami చెప్పాను. ఏమన్నారు? Swami చెప్పి చెప్పక ముందులో ఏడ్చారు Swami. Even he said, in Telugu he said, even before I could complete my sentence, Swami, they broke down. And then, actually, at that point of time, I was not really looking at Swami. I mean, lost in some reverie, I suppose. Swami was looking at me and Raman Rao and doing like this. Wall and tierra. This is wall and this is tierra. He was telling wall and tierra. And then Swami said, as a volunteer, if you say that you are going to do selfless service, the first attribute is you should have sympathy and empathy in your heart. You cannot speak in a manner which hurts the other person and subsequently do amends. That is not the... Why did the volunteers cry? You and I also will cry. See, there is a saying which says, there is no pillow as soft as a clear conscience. If you do something wrong during the day, I'm sure our conscience will prick us in the evening when you hit your sack and tears will roll off. So Swami said, one of the things as volunteers you should see is, you should not be volunteer, you should be a volunteer, he said. So that is insofar as selfless service is concerned. Now coming to selfless service, what better example in the world than Swami, sir? Even at the worldly level, I bet if anybody were to try and write Swami's CV, he will find that it is a CV extraordinaire. What is the legacy which Swami has, this thing? Swami has left us an ecosystem of an organization to cater to the spiritual and temporal aspects of all of us, of entire mankind. It is unparalleled, it is unmatched in its purity, in its reach, in its profundity, in its holiness, and by its very nature. Satya Sai organization is much, much bigger than United Nations organization. It is in more than 200 countries. At a physical level, what did Swami do? I was a witness to it for more than maybe 25 years, 30 years. Early morning, imagine you and me getting up at 4:30 every day morning. Take a cold water bath, head bath. Be ready right from morning till late in the evening. No rest, no nothing. If I work for 5 days in Reserve Bank, I make such a fetish as if I require Saturday and Sunday completely off. May I tell you with authority, with a person who has seen Swami at close quarters, on Saturday and Sunday, Swami's work was double. Because all the people from Bangalore and surrounding areas used to come, and he used to give interviews like nobody's business. During the time when we were students, so this is what Swami was. At the physical level, what did Swami do? People boast as writers. My introducer told me that I wrote some book on derivatives. But that is pales into insignificance. 15 vahinis, 15 summer showers, more than 60 satyasai speaks. And what is the legacy? Swami has blessed me in the last 15 years, either professionally or personally. Swami blessed me that I could visit the world. Except perhaps Latin America, I have seen most of the countries. And it was my way of doing things. Whenever I used to go, wherever, I used to Google out this Sai Center, calmly go, sit there, just watch it. My own personal inferences, and I mean it when I say I'm just trying to think aloud. The greater the distance from Prashanthi Nilayam, the greater is the devotional fervor. I mean it, I experienced it. If I am near Prashanthi Nilayam, Swami is there just for the asking, sir, walk across the road, Swami is here. But for them, the devotional fervor you must see, I had personally seen. I think Swami asked me to see that so that you fellow, you know what you are. So that, in Hindi mein bolta apna haisiyat kya hai. So he wanted me to see for myself what Swami is this thing. Educare, Medicare, Social Care, Spiritual. You have to just have a look at the annual reports of the Satsai Central Trust and Satsai International Organization. You will be humble, no ends up. You will be humble, no ends up. There is no organization as holy and as wide a dispensation as Swami's organization. We are blessed to be a part of Swami's mission. So I think we should be a selfless volunteer, not volunteer. Then the next thing which Swami used to always used to tell us, you know, this is a common thing. Swami used to be very close to some students. See, it's not that Swami is, you know, he's ignoring the other person. Taking into account our Purvajanma karmas and Sukruta, Swami used to talk a little bit more with that person. He used to take you in a car and whatnot. But then, those days I remember, Swami used to, in 74 to 76, I remember Swami so many times, Aray, you should never feel jealous of anybody. When your own brother is getting chances with Swami, or your own brother or sister is going up in life, you should feel happy that your own brother and your own sister is going up. Because he said, it is after all Vasudeva Kutumbam. It is Swami's Satyasai family is a Vasudeva Kutumbam. When you have brothers and sisters from all across the world, of all languages, incidentally, the way in which Swami has built this Sai empire, there is no parallel in human history. No other being in human history has ever transcended the seemingly insurmountable barriers of caste, creed, religion, nationality as successfully as Bhagawan was. Today, if you want to be on a Skype to talk with all these Sai centers, perhaps 24 hours may not be sufficient, because as and when the sun visits a particular country, those devotees will awake and you will not have any time, because 24 hours is less when compared to actually trying to interact with this thing. The limited point I'm bringing to bear is the fact that we are privileged, even whether we understand it or not, whether we acknowledge it or not, whether we are aware of it or not, that is a statement of fact. So let us make the best use of it. There's no jealousy. This is one of the things which Swami said. Two things he wanted us to avoid, like plague. Both are related to the tongue. One is excessive talk, another is abusing others. Excessive talk. Mitabhasha atihai, atibhasha matihani. Swami is not interested in verbal entertainment. Swami is the last person. In fact, I know I can conjure up anything in my eye. If I close my eyes, when somebody is talking, what he is not meaning, Swami used to switch off in a manner which is so very exemplary. He is not interested in verbal entertainment. In that context, I would like to state a small point. Today, social media is so active. We may say we are not talking with our mouth, but we are so hyperactive in social media. Every day you open in my email, I'll have to wipe out so many emails. Most of it is junk. Everybody is talking to each other. So my dear brothers and sisters, think for yourself. When Swami said not to talk, you are keeping our mouth closed, but you are hyperactive on the social media. Does it tantamount to being in tandem with Swami's teachings? I leave it to your wisdom. My own sense of it is you are not following Swami's teachings. When you are hyperactive, when you are going on, somebody goes for a holiday somewhere, sir, how am I bothered? How am I bothered? I am in holiday and such is. May God bless you, may Swami bless you. I mean, that is the type of talk which goes on. The limited point I am bringing to bear is the fact that today with the changing circumstances, we are experts in misinterpreting things. When Swami said, don't talk, it doesn't mean just with your physical this thing. Even your social media, we need to be careful. By that method, you are going to save each and every one of us a lot of time in terms of wiping out your internet, WhatsApp, Twitter, what have you. The second thing which Swami said you should avoid like plague is abusing others. People who understand Telugu will readily understand the importance of what I'm saying. Normally, as I told you, Swami used to get up at 4:30, take his bath, come out, 6:30 used to open the 6:50, open the door, we used to go in. That particular day, there was some incident, it was before Dasara, something happened, Swami took bath a little late, daybreak came. It was already sunlight by the time Swami came out. And those days, Swami used to have a huge crop of hair. And, you know, he came out because he had to give darshan and he called some VIPs that day. And he put the fan in full speed on the room upstairs, on top of the entry room. Myself and Radha and Tarun, I think, we three were there. We were doing Paas Seva. Those days, we used to keep 2-3 Telugu newspapers on the side of the Swami's sofa. Swami took a Telugu newspaper. And his hair was, you know, it's a sight to see. Swami's, because of the full fan, Swami's hair, his suit, hair going all over the place. And then Swami took this thing. He opened it. I was on the right side, Radha was on the left side, Tarun was in front of Swami. He opened it. I don't remember the names of those political leaders, but the headline was, some political leader abused the other political leader. Some political leader abused the other political leader. If you know Telugu, you'll understand it very, very well. Swami, the moment he looked at us, he folded the paper like this. He folded, Yanta papam mudigattukuntunnaro, he said. Yanta papam vadigattukuntunnaro, he said. Vadigattatam in Telugu means, if somebody gives you some grain of rice, you put it in a towel, and you close it like this, and like this, you tie it up. So what Swami is telling is, if you abuse others, you are actually safe custodying your papa, your sins. You are actually taking the sin in an iron safe, as it were, and locking yourself and boxing yourself into a corner. So the next point which I am trying to put across to you is, please don't abuse others. Why? Swami says, Divyatma Swarupulara, Prema Swarupulara. When he is as good as Swami, when I am... Swami is our own Atma. Where is the question? And in all these things, Swami also taught us one great thing, which I want to leave. That and a couple of other points I want to place in front of you. Swami said, steely resolve and determination. In those days of interviews, Swami used to say, when you come to Prashantinilam, when you have taken a vow that a prayer in your heart, Swami, you should give me interview. Swami said, either you should die trying to get the interviews from Swami, or Swami should actually melt and come to your place. So in other words, Swami used to say, whatever thing you are doing, whatever I try to tell you up, you need to have a steely resolve, a determination, which is so very characteristic of a Sai student. And a Sai student, I said, by definition, is not only the alumni, but the devotees at large. Just to briefly tell you, in a personality development in our schools, they tell us a poem about this determination, virtues of determination. There's a poem known as Invictus by W.E. Henley. He says, In the fell clutch of circumstances, I have neither winced nor cried aloud. Under the bludgeonings of chance, my head is bloody, but remains unbowed. It doesn't matter how straight the gate means the pathway, the walkway. It doesn't matter how straight the gate, how filled with punishments the scroll. I am the master of my fate. I am the captain of my soul. Perhaps for you and me, the last two sentences have to be tweaked around. I am not the master of my mate. Swami is the master of my fate. I am not the captain of my soul. Swami himself is verily our soul. So therefore, insofar as you and I are concerned, the last two sentences morph. Therefore, whatever we do, we need to be very careful, and once you take a resolve, we should not get back. When you think that you need to follow Swami's principles, it cannot be that you change depending on the weather. If sunlight comes, I behave some way. If rainfall comes, I behave some other way. That is not the characteristic of a Sai student, of a Satya Sai student. Next, having said this, recently, one of the more illustrious members of Sai family, Phyllis Crystal, has attained the lotus feet. When she attained the lotus feet a couple of months back, one of our students sent a video clipping in WhatsApp. Her interview, she gave an interview in Radio Sai. One of the questions she was asked by the interviewer was, "Madam, what about the golden age which Swami has alluded to? When is the golden age coming?" She was disarmingly simple in her answer. She said, "I do not pretend to know the answer. Swami has never told me. But my own sense of it, she said, is there is going to be some cataclysmic events as a result of which the entire mentality, psyche of humanity changes. It goes to another level, and subsequently, golden age will come." Brothers and sisters, after that, this thing, I was trying to carefully go through all the speeches which Swami gave, where he alluded to the golden age. One thing he made it very clear in all the speeches. I could locate 7 or 8 speeches of Swami. I tried to listen to that. One of the fundamental things which he has said in that is, golden age comes one during Prema Sai's avatar, number one. Number two, unless there is unity in humanity, the question of golden age coming doesn't arise. When you say unity, it's a profound significance. Swami has told you and me, there should be unity at the individual level, at the institutional level, at the organizational level, at the national level, and at the international level. When it comes to individual unity, thought, word and deed should be in unison. You cannot be a perfect example of perfect disharmony between thought and word and deed. That would be hypocrisy of the highest order. That at the individual level. At the institutional level, at the organizational level. If some brothers and sisters are going astray, if they are trying to confuse the ordinary devoted, it is time we come across and tell them with as much love as possible at their command, with as much sincerity at the core of our being, and tell them that you should not do this, you are going the wrong way. And we should not stop at any stops to try and curb such an attitude. As I was telling, briefly alluding to in the beginning, brothers and sisters, we should all strive for some of the things which I thought were valuable lessons which Swami has taught us during his avatarhood. And I tried to take these lessons from what interactions I had. So as I told, all of us, let us follow Swami's example. You know, in IT, in information technology, when we ask them to do a particular work, they will give me an invoice saying so many man days have been spent. How many man days did Swami spend on you and me? 86 years into 365, multiply by number of seconds if you are so very this thing, multiply by as many devotees. Then, what did Swami tell you and me? Are Swami prema vei talul kante minchindra, he said. Swami's love for us, yesterday in the video clippings, if somebody has seen it very carefully, the love which he oozes out of the every pore of his being is something to be seen, to be believed. So he said he has showered on each one of us a love of 1,000 mothers. So multiply by 1,000, multiply by as many crores. What is the mandate you have? All that has come for free. My IT people will charge me a bomb. $1,500 per hour, they say. Bhagwan has given it for free. Because he has given it for free, let us not fritter away. As I told you, brothers and sisters, it would be a travesty of justice It would be a waste of divine time if we do not follow Swami's injunctions. And I mean it, Swami is a witness as I speak. One of the most chilling things which I have seen Swami, whenever I think of Swami, that particular pose. In the last darshan which he gave, he was going that side. He put a namaskar like this in a very emaciated face. I don't want to dilate upon that, but please keep that image in mind. And you can draw your own inferences as to what Swami meant by that last namaskar verily which he did. And keep that in mind. And as I said, tomorrow Swami should not say, those students are my property, they are not my proper ties. He should not say that. We should not bring Swami to such a pass. And as regards unity, we should fight with all our heart and soul. I would like to end my talk by reciting a poem which I offered at Swami's lotus feet on the occasion of his 50th birthday. I think I don't see anybody here except Naveen, who has come from London. He is here. And I think Vednarayan is not here. I remember only these two people were there in 1975. Swami's, 2 months before Swami's Golden Jubilee birthday, 23rd November 1975, a handful of us who were there in Vrindavan, we went to Swami, and Swami, we prayed, Swami, we want to offer a book containing all our articles. Swami said yes. So next day, a few of us prepared a list of, various titles and showed it to Swami. Swami cut out a few and said, ee cheyandi, he said. And the topic which he allotted to me was, the days of my youth, the days of my glory. The topic which he has attached, given to me was, Swami has given me was, the days of my youth, the days of my glory. Believe me, it was Swami who made me write that. And after I wrote that, next day, once the book was printed after about a week, Swami was about to come to Puttaparthi for the celebrations. Swami came down in Vrindavan. It was a very small gathering. Swami opened the book, browsed through it. He came to the page where that poem of mine was there. In Telugu he said, Baga Rastivira, you wrote well, he said. Little did I realize that poem which I wrote, taking into account my own experiences with Bhagavan, from 1968 till that point of time, about 7 years, of which 1.5 years was as a student. I never knew that poem will hold good, not only for me, not only for the alumni, but for the entire Sai fraternity, because this is the way in which Swami made me write that poem. I'll just recite that poem. That's in English. In the daylight of his splendorous glory, in the esoteric night of his inscrutable reality, in the mid-hanging twilight of his serene beautitude, in the pulsating throb of his listful laugh, and in the green foliage of his melodious symphony, we, the students, dance in ecstatic joy to the tune of his divine melody. This was the poem. And I think we'll be dancing in ecstatic joy if, as our overseas friends have written there, if we follow Swami's values, universal values, day in and day out, night in and night out, I think we shall definitely dance in ecstatic joy to the tune of his divine melody. Jai Sai Ram.
सत्य साई बाबाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्य स्वरूपाय नमः ओम श्री साई सत्य धर्म परायणाय नमः ओम श्री साई वरदाय नमः ओम श्री साई
పురుషాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సత్య గుణాత్మనే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధువద్ధనాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధుజన పోషణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వజ్ఞాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వజన ప్రియాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వశక్తి నిపుణయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వేశాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసంగ పరిత్యాగినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాంతర్యామినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహిమాత్మనే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మహేశ్వర స్వరూపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పత్తిగ్రామోద్భవాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పత్తి క్షేత్ర నివాసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యశత్కాయ శిరణివాసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జోడియాది పళ్ళి సోమప్పాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భారద్వాజ ఋషి గోత్రాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తవత్సలాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపారరాత్మనే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవతారమూర్తయే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వభయ నివారిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపస్తంభ సూత్రాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అభయప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి రత్నాకర వంశోద్భవాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి షిరిడి సాయి అభేద శక్త్యావతారాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శంకరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి షిరిడి సాయి మూర్తయే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ద్వారకామాయ వాసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి చిత్రావతి తటపుటపర్తి విహారిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శక్తిప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి శరణాగత ప్రాణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనంద ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆనందదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆత్మత్రాణపరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనాథనాథాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సహాయ సహాయాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకమాధవాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకరక్షాపరాయణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి లోకనాథాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి దీనజన పోషణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి మూర్తిత్రయ స్వరూపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ముక్తి ప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కలుష విదూరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కరుణాకరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాధారాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వహృద్వాసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపుణ్యఫలప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వపాపక్షయకరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వరోగ నివారిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వబాధహరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అనంతనుత కర్తృణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిపురుషాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆదిశక్తయే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అపరూప శక్తినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అవ్యక్త రూపిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కామక్రోధ ధ్వంసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కనకాంబర ధారిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అద్భుతశ్చర్యాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపద్బాంధవాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమాత్మనే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమమూర్తయే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రేమప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ప్రియాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్త ప్రియాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్త మందారాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన హృదయ విహారాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తజన దయాలయాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్త పరాయణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రదీపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భక్తి జ్ఞాన ప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుజ్ఞాన మార్గదర్శకాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన స్వరూపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి గీతాబోధకాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి జ్ఞాన సిద్ధిదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సుందర రూపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పుణ్యపురుషాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఫల ఫలప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురుషోత్తమాయ నమః
ఓం శ్రీ సాయి పురాణ పురుషాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అతీతాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కాలాతీతాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధిరూపాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సిద్ధ సంకల్పాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆరోగ్య ప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి అన్న వస్త్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సంసార దుఃఖ క్షేకరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వాభీష్ట ప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కళ్యాణ గుణాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి కర్మధ్వంసినే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమానస శోభితాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమత సమ్మతాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధుమానస పరిశోధకాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సాధకానుగ్రహ వటవృక్ష ప్రతిష్టాపకాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల సంశయహరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సకల తత్వ బోధకాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగేశ్వరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి యోగేంద్ర వర్ధితాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వమంగళకరాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి సర్వసిద్ధి ప్రదాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆపన్నివారిణే నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి ఆర్తిహరాయ నమః ఓం సీతాయ శాంతమూర్తయే నమః ఓం సీతాయ సులభ ప్రసన్నాయ నమః ఓం శ్రీ సాయి భగవాన్ శ్రీ సత్య సాయి బాబాయ నమః గణేశ పార్వతి నందన పాహి గజా
हम सबको कृपा करो जननी जय मा आनंदमय जननी सबको कृपा करो जननी जय मा आनंदमय जननी सबको कृपा करो जननी भक्त जनों के मंगल करिणे मंगल करो जननी मा तुम हो प्रेमदायिनी मा सबको कृपा करो जननी हम सबको कृपा करो जननी जय मा आनंदमय जननी
साई हमारा हम साई के ऐसा प्रेम हमारा
साई राम हमारा Sai Ram Hamara, Sai Ram Hamara.
Narayana Narayana Om Jai Sat Guru Deva Narayana नमस्ते नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम ओम जय सद्गुरुदेवा नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण 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 ओम नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम सत्य नारायण नारायण ओम जय
भगवान श्री सत्य साई बाबा